Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up daily to have your quiet time with God before you do anything else. It should be God's force in our life every day as we wake up to see the dawn of a new day. After listening to Turning Point and engaging all the faith prophetic action we are asked to do for the day, forward it to your contact. Let what is blessing you bless them also. Welcome to Sunday, the 28th day in April 2025. Today is Easter Sunday, the day Jesus Christ resurrected from the grave. Lift up your right hand and open your heart and let me pray this resurrection prayer into our life. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. On the day of resurrection, which today represents, certain divine supernatural powers were demonstrated that day. Number one, the king's seal on the sepulchre supernaturally broke off. The heavy stone rolled by the soldiers to keep him in the grave flew away like a piece of paper, and the soldiers that were set to watch the grave, they frozen up. I prophesy, may every illegal law or constitution, inherited, traditional, or customary, break away by fire over your life and things. The huge stone, the dead weight that was rolled against the sepulchre, flew away. I prophesy, may all dead weights, all pressures, spiritual, physical, mental, and financial, or otherwise, roll away from your life. The security men set to watch the sepulchre represent the monitoring spirit. I pray and prophesy every monitoring spirit over your life and progress from your village, from your home, and from wherever must freeze up today in Jesus' name. In resurrection, Jesus exercised power over death. Death was swallowed up in victory. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 55, he says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? I prophesy, forces of untimely death over you and members of your family are hereby quashed. Any grave dug for you spiritually, those who dug the grave shall be buried therein. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from death dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Everyone, use your two hands to hold your body. I want to pray for you, healing prayers. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that every part of your body with pain, sicknesses, and diseases, whatever is wrong with that body, I command, leave your victim now in Jesus' name. Jesus has resurrected. Shame to Satan. Shame to demons. Shame to sicknesses and diseases. All be healed now in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, I am healed by the power of his resurrection. Jesus, by resurrection from the dead, broke the natural law, suspended the law of nature, and came out. Again, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above all other names, all protocols, evil protocols concerning you and your children are hereby suspended for the sake of Jesus. I prophesy, go free, move fast, rise high in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, the resurrection power had been set forth in motion. You are free. If you will be in church today, this Easter Sunday, pray more on your own. The resurrection power of God is hereby released to back everyone up. Right? Let's treat as many questions and issues as time will allow us to do again today. First issue, Pastor Femisa, you asked me to resend my question during the question and answer week, which I have done in February, March, now April, yet it has not been treated. Is there anything on the matter? Why has it been difficult to read it? I think it is deliberate. However, I'm resending the question again today. Is Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, is it a covenant or a promise? Please elaborate in simple details. Thank you. Wow. I believe you must have sent this before the lady that sent to thank me for answering her question on the issue of fasting, cooking, and tasting the soup. If you listen daily to Turning Point, you must have heard my response. There is no reason for me to deliberately not answer or treat any question or read any testimonies. The only challenge we have on this platform is time, when over 200 to 300 issues will rush in within 14 days, and we have only 13 minutes a day to do the treating. That is why it has been difficult to go back to the old and the previous questions and testimonies. And we keep saying, listen and listen. One day it shall be treated. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 you refer to is neither a covenant nor a promise. It is the mantra by which every true child of God should live. Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All other things shall be added. That is the motto every child of God should live by. But there are many Christians who want to seek all other things first. Money, riches, wealth, comfort, welfare, marriage, babies, traveling abroad, and the rest of it, before now thinking of dedicating and devoting themselves to God. It is not that way. It doesn't work that way. No, 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 no. If you seek first God with your strength, energy, gift, with your skill, with your money and resources first, God will turn around to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Let all of us pray and ask for the grace to abide with Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. It will amaze you how God will turn things around for you. That's what, by God's grace, God gave me grace to do. And it has lifted me beyond my wildest imagination. Seek God first. All other things shall be added. God never lied. Next, good day, my dear daddy, and my irreplaceable family of TPGF. Wow, I like that description. Sir, sometimes in January this year, I visited my friend and she was observing a 3-day fasting and prayers period in her house. So I joined her to round off, since that day was the last day anyway. But as she was about to round off, she faced me and made some personal prophecy to me. One of them was that I should tell my husband not to travel home on a particular date because evil awaits him on that day. But when I checked that date, it falls on a Sunday in the next month. I am yet to tell my husband how now. I'm yet to tell my husband how do I go about this, sir? Wow. I've said here again and again, stop patronizing or fraternizing with all these God showed me prophet and prophetesses. Look into her life and situation. Didn't she have enough challenges that God should speak to her about her life? Aren't you and your husband children of God? Why will your father not tell you things that are personal and private to you? And all this, I saw blood flowing. I saw death coming. Cut yourself away from such people. Many people are operating with the spirit of divination and familiar spirit. And some of us are so ignorant and so religiously fanatical that we put our head under such hypnotism. Do what we teach on this platform. Engage in spiritual warfare prayers. Read and study your Bible. Listen to the daily teachings and testimonies here. Call on our prayer line, Pastor, should you need a prayer of agreement. If anything evil is coming, God will either reveal it to you or even take it off your way, that it will not happen. Do you know how many battles God fights and win for us every day without us knowing? If you fall for her vision, which I call divination, on this issue, get ready. She will bring more scary and frightening revelation and vision to you. Then that will lead to extortion, exploitation, and enslavement. Many so-called prophets, prophetesses, pastors, apostles have brought African oracle mentality into Christianity, idol worship mode, into church work, and they are messing many people's lives up and they are making good money out of them. The Bible says, test all spirit and hold on to that which is good. The Bible is the highest vision. I keep saying that. Study and know God's word by yourself for yourself. Let no one, whatever the title is, help you know God or hear from God. God is your father and your creator. I have set my own. We will continue from here tomorrow and build on this. Don't let anybody take advantage of your religiosity, fanaticism, and ignorance of the word of God. Forward this to all on your contact. Let what is adding value to you also bless them. Join us online today in our two Sunday services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9 to 11 a.m. Yoruba Church. We start in Dominion City, Ibadan today. Yoruba Pombele. So if you are in the city of Ibadan and you want to be receiving ministration in your local dialect, Yoruba Pombele, join us in Dominion City in the Yoruba Church section. 8 to 10 a.m. first service, 10 to 12 noon second service. Note this down. The first No More Delay service this year will come up in Dominion City, Ibadan on May 1, 2025. From 8 a.m., May 1 is a public holiday in Nigeria. The second No More Delay service this year will come up at Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, on June 12. June 12 is a public holiday in Nigeria, is Democracy Day. Write these two dates down. You will hear me hype it more and more. All of us get ready. All areas of delays in your life and your children's life, list them out. Delay shall be over. Have you paid your tithe, personal and corporate tithe? Have you sown your seed and the latest on your latest income? Have you paid your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and all the other seed? Do so promptly without delay. Four things we are going to do as long as we live. Thanksgiving to God, praying to God, tithing to God, sowing seed, and soul winning. I prophesy to everyone's life today, the power of God shall hold you. The power of resurrection shall lift you up, heal you, and propel you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Happy Easter. God bless you.